Servant heart sellers follow 10 sales principles. Salespeople often face the challenge of losing customers over time, but those with a genuine dedication to serving their clients tend to retain them better. These servant heart sellers prioritize providing value and meeting their clients' needs over just making sales or earning big commissions. Meet Dave Wall, a sales representative at Liberty Coach in Stuart, Florida. Liberty Coaches are top-of-the-line motorhomes that cater to the ultra-rich, with price tags of around $2 million each. Despite the hefty price, Wall, driven by his servant heart approach, manages to sell multiple coaches every year. What's remarkable is that 60% of his customers keep coming back for more, sometimes purchasing up to 9 coaches from him. Even more impressive, 30% of his new customers are referred to him by his satisfied past clients. The power of servant heart salespeople. Customers love and trust Wall because he genuinely cares for them. Some of his past customers have even joined his team, becoming successful salespeople themselves. Other salespeople, like Pierre Bouvard, Jeff Wagner, and Bill Gangloff, also believe in this approach. They prioritize their customers' needs over making a quick sale, building long-lasting relationships instead. Servant heart sellers operate across various industries, but share the same 10 proven sales principles. These principles focus on ensuring the customer's success rather than just closing a deal. It's about fostering trust and loyalty through genuine care and attention. 10 proven sales principles that work in every area of commerce. 1. Customer first ethos. Some sellers really get into their customers' shoes, feeling like they're working for them without getting paid. They're super loyal and always aim for top-notch results, which not only benefits their clients but also themselves. Salespeople who prioritize their customers' needs ultimately benefit both parties. When customers feel valued and understood, they reap the rewards. In turn, satisfied customers become advocates, recommending the salesperson to others. This approach contrasts sharply with short-sighted sales tactics focused solely on immediate gains. Instead, sales professionals with a servant-hearted approach transform the transactional relationship into a mutually beneficial partnership. 2. Focus on long-term growth, not short-term sales. Successful salespeople often receive company awards for their achievements, but these accolades merely showcase the outcomes of their hard work. The real aim of dedicated sales professionals is simpler: to enhance their customers' outcomes. During April and May of 2020, when the pandemic hit hard, businesses shut down left and right. Big shots like Disney World, Universal, and SeaWorld in Orlando were no exception. Advertising contracts became a low priority amidst the chaos. Coleman, faced with a wave of cancellations from her major clients, responded differently. Instead of pushing back, she accepted every cancellation and paused with understanding. She assured her clients that she had their backs. Contrary to Coleman's approach, many other salespeople stuck to their rigid cancellation policies, even as COVID-19 wreaked havoc. They cared more about their immediate profits than the struggles of their clients. This stance not only soured relationships but also wasted companies' money on ineffective promotions. When things started to settle down and the market picked up again, who these big companies turned to? Coleman, the salesperson who had shown genuine concern for her clients' well-being during the tough times. 3. Ask many questions. Many salespeople don't spend enough time to diagnose what their customers need. They don't ask enough questions or listen carefully to the answers. This means they miss out on understanding the big picture of what their customers want. This is different from how some salespeople work. Instead of just pushing their agenda, servant-hearted sellers take the time to understand exactly what their potential customers want and need. They do this by asking lots of smart questions. By doing this, they can suggest solutions that fit what the customer is looking for. To figure out what a business needs, you have to ask the right questions and listen to the answers. This is key for servant-hearted sellers. They can't make good recommendations without understanding the customer's situation first. 4. Educate, don't pitch. Traditional salespeople often push the why selling of a purchase, emphasizing reasons why prospects should buy. But how selling is proving to be much more effective. It shifts the focus to how your products or services can help the prospect. How presentations stand out from the crowd because they're more about teaching than just selling. They're about serving the customer's needs first and foremost. 5. Avoid pressuring prospects. Closing by force fails. Lots of people don't like pushy salespeople who try to force them into buying something. But strangely, many sales trainers still teach these aggressive tactics. They focus on tricks to manipulate you into saying yes. But here's the thing. Most of these techniques don't work. They can drive customers away. Good salespeople don't pressure you. Instead, they listen to your needs and offer solutions that fit. They understand that not everyone is the right fit for their product or service, and that's okay. They focus on building trust and providing value. Be aware that, when you close hard, you'll lose less. Take Dean Thibault from Landmark National Bank, for example. He knows his stuff and believes in his product. But he's not desperate to sell to everyone. He aims to help clients who truly need what he's offering. So, next time a salesperson tries to push you into buying something, remember, you don't have to say yes. Look for someone who genuinely wants to help you, not just make a quick sale. 6. Fulfill the responsibility of trust. All B2B salespeople aim to be liked by their customers, which is important because people tend to buy from those they like. But being liked shouldn't be your only goal. It's more crucial to earn your customers' trust. Trust is the key foundation for developing all other necessary qualities and skills as a B2B salesperson. Building trust doesn't have to take forever. You can establish trusting relationships by being well-prepared, humble, and genuinely interested in helping. Instead of pushing prospects, good salespeople focus on offering specific solutions to meet clients' needs. It's okay if your product isn't right for everyone. For instance, Dean Thibault from Landmark National Bank understands that not everyone is the perfect fit for their services, but he's confident in what they offer and how it can benefit the right customers. 7. Occasionally, customers are wrong. Some salespeople are all about serving their customers well. They're not just in it for the quick sale. These folks might tell you, "Sure, you could try that, but..." Then they'll explain why your idea might not be the best move. On the flip side, old-school salespeople hardly ever say no. They're trained to always say yes, fearing that any negativity could ruin the deal. These service-minded sellers care about the long run. They're not just looking to make a sale and be done with it. They're thinking about how their products or services will benefit you over time. 8. Go beyond the minimum. Oscar Mejia is a top-notch salesperson at Univision in Dallas. Despite his success, he stays down to earth. He wants his clients to feel like he's working for them, not the other way around. So, when one of Mejia's clients has an event, you might spot him picking up trash in their parking lot or rounding up shopping carts. These aren't typical tasks for a salesperson, but Mejia goes the extra mile for his customers. That's why they adore him and why he hardly ever loses a customer. 9. Avoid being generic to sustain pricing. Traditional salespeople often focus solely on price, treating every customer the same and pushing only their products or services. But servant heart sellers are different. They go beyond just selling. They offer personal attention and care to their customers. This extra effort adds value to whatever they're selling. Customers recognize that servant-hearted sellers are dedicated to ensuring their clients achieve the best possible outcomes. They understand that these sellers will ask enough questions to ensure their solutions are the most suitable for their customers, and they won't hesitate to challenge client ideas that aren't realistic, sensible, or profitable. This kind of lasting and tangible value can't be turned into just another product. As Warren Buffett once said, "Price is what you pay, value is what you get." 10. Never stop learning. Warren Buffett believes that the more you learn, the more valuable it becomes, just like money in a high-interest savings account. Buffett's daily goal is to become a little bit smarter than he was the day before. Increasing your knowledge makes you better at what you do. It helps you understand things better and become more skilled. When you put all these improvements together, learning more makes you a better, more successful salesperson who cares about their customers. Key points. 1. Genuine care for customers builds trust and loyalty, driving long-term success. 2. Prioritize customer needs over short-term sales for retention and referrals. 3. Ask insightful questions and listen actively to tailor solutions effectively. 4. Educate customers about product benefits rather than pitching. 5. Avoid pressuring prospects. Focus on building trust through genuine solutions. 6. Be prepared, humble, and interested in helping customers achieve goals to establish trust. 7. Continuous learning enhances sales skills and the ability to provide value.